Hey, it's Danny. Welcome to Anything Goes, and today I am joined by Lena, who is also known as Lena Moraski, who currently has 125,000 followers and is still growing on TikTok. Today I'm going to be asking her a couple questions about her TikTok, and by the end, you will know all the secrets to becoming TikTok famous. Before we begin, a few quick things. First of all, I do have an Instagram and Twitter, which I will link in the description. Also, go check out Lena's TikTok, which I'll put in the description and should be somewhere on the screen right now, where she posts funny and relatable content. Anyways, Lena, why don't you introduce yourself to the people who don't know who you are?
Hi, I'm Lena Moraski.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your story or why you started, sort of where you are now?
I downloaded Musical.ly. I've actually had this app for years now, and I started making videos back then. And a few of my videos blew up on Musical.ly. So I got a good following from that before it became TikTok. And I just always enjoyed making videos and being on camera. So I kept going. And I thought it was fun, not just because of the followers, but just because I was doing something that I love. Mm-hmm. And I just kept it going. And that's basically where I am today, still making videos.
So how long have you been doing it?
I think I looked and it said that I had it since 2014.
Oh wow. It seems like you have one very defining event that happened in your social media life with Polo Boy. If you want to talk about that for a little bit.
Yeah. So prom was coming up and it was in a few months and I didn't have a date yet. So I thought I would make a video as a joke asking this famous comedy TikToker to prom, who's Polo Boy. And I posted the video not thinking that it would blow up or anything. And, you know, a few hours later, I had a few thousand likes, whatever. Then the video started going viral and, like, my friends were texting me. I saw that a few of Polo Boy's friends commented on it. And then in little time, like, it had 1 million views, and I was like, wow. And then a few days later, I saw that he had made a duet to it, basically doing his simp face, like what he's known for. Mm-hmm. And I was like, holy crap, like, he saw it.
Do you still keep in touch with Polo Boy at all?
We text occasionally every now and then. We send each other some TikToks sometimes that we think are funny. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I go on TikTok and I see, like, he's replied to one of my comments on his videos or has, like, tagged me in something.
Yeah. Do you have any plans to maybe not even just Polo Boy, but just other collaborations in the future?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, Polo Boy especially, we definitely, like, because I went to go hang out with him. He lives a few hours away from me. Mm-hmm. Like 2 hours, so I actually drove up there and we made videos together, and then I got to meet some of his friends like Izzy Tube and Damien and Gage, and we all made videos there, so that was really fun. So I hope to do another one of those things, like maybe in New York, and I want to go to Playlist in New Jersey and meet some new people. Mm-hmm. And I've actually made like a whole bunch of friends off of TikTok. I have Khalil and Ruby. They're some of my best friends now. I met them off of TikTok. So I hope Ruby lives in Connecticut where I live also. So I'm hoping to make some videos with her soon. And then Khalil is also going to Playlist New Jersey. So if it doesn't get canceled, we all want to make videos. And I'll really collab with anyone. Like, I love meeting new friends. That's why I got the app in the first place.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously it's unfortunate this whole coronavirus is going around. When is Playlist in New Jersey?
Playlist New Jersey is September 4th and 5th. So I'm hoping that it does not get canceled. But if it does, there's always Playlists in Orlando. But I'm just hoping, because New Jersey is pretty close to me, hoping this one doesn't get canceled.
I guess it makes everything more difficult that you can't really do anything in person.
Yeah, and I'm sure that like I probably would have gone to New York again and hung out with all like the boys in Polo again had it not been Corona, you know.
Yeah. Do you have any issues with talking to your parents about hanging out with Polo Boy? Because obviously you knew he was a good guy and you knew his friends were a good guy, but did your parents immediately open up to that idea?
So my mom had always known that I did TikToks and I like started to get a following on there. And I told her about the Polo Boy prom thing when it first happened. And then when me and him started like texting on DM and we wanted to meet up, I told my mom about it and she was okay. Like she looked up the address, she saw how far it was, and she is actually the one that drove me there. It
Oh,
was
okay.
me, her, and my best friend Ensley, and we all drove up there together. And basically when I got there, like Polo Boy was outside. He like, well, I guess Marco, that's what I usually call him because that's his name, but Marco was outside and he like greeted me, gave me a hug. He was super duper nice, super funny, and then brought us up to like his house or whatever, and my mom like talked to his parents. They like chatted about TikTok and stuff. His parents were super duper nice. And then my best friend met Marco too, and she took some pictures with him. My mom was pretty okay with it. She knew that I liked doing this stuff and that this would just be a fun experience for me, so she was all for it.
Sort of taking a little bit of a step back before all this fame and all these collaborations came. Did you have, because you've been here since 2014, you were saying. So did you have a very dry period where you were simply just doing it for fun?
I mean, when I first started making Musical.ly's, my account like didn't have that many followers, and I was just doing it for fun. And then, I mean, I got a few thousand followers. It's hard to remember because I've literally had it for so long. But before the whole Polo Boy thing, I think I had like maybe 45,000 followers or 50,000 followers already.
I'm basically just asking that is because was there ever a point where you could have stopped or you could have said, you know what, there's just no point because I'm not really getting many people to watch my videos?
There was a few times that I wanted to stop, but that was during like the Musical.ly era because it wasn't popular yet and all my friends made fun of me for making these videos. And I think that's what like hurt me the most is like my friends in actual real life like ranking on me because I'm doing something that I like. So that was kind of like saddening for me, but I mean, I kept doing it because I didn't really care about their opinions.
It seems like an ongoing issue, even like on TikTok, even though TikTok is a little more acceptable.
Yeah, now everyone wants to be a TikToker and wants to, you know, get a following on this when like the people back in the Musical.ly days were getting made fun of. So I think it's crazy like how much the app has changed and how much the people on the app have changed.
Did you ever get haters? Did you ever have to deal with that or deal with people just hating on your content in general?
Well, definitely a lot more after the whole Polo Boy thing happened. Because after I made videos and like went to his house and did videos with him, like people went nuts. And they like all my posts had had Polo Boy like added in them. And everyone was like, oh, Polo Boy this, Polo Boy that. Like, come get your girl. But then there was this worst thing. I posted this video doing like this trend thing on Snapchat with this boy. It's Red on TikTok. He's got like a million followers or something. And I posted a trend with him, and everyone was like, oh my God, how could you do this to Polo Boy? How could you do this to him? Why? And that was like, I was like, wow. So I actually had to filter like my comment section just because I was like done hearing people say stuff like that because me and Polo Boy had been friends from like the beginning and we're doing this for fun.
That stinks is that people have to do that and people sort of like, assume that you two are almost dating online, you know?
Exactly. And I mean, yeah, I didn't really understand what the fuss was about when we never said we were dating, just assuming, and then they started hating, basically for no reason, for me having another guy friend that wasn't Marco.
Yeah, and it sucks that has to, like, because it probably had a, you know, an effect on you, right?
Most definitely. I was really sad about that, and then people were pointing out that I filtered my comments or deleted the video, and I texted Marco, and I was like, you know, like, I'm really down about this, and, you know, the haters, like, keep coming onto my posts and, like, saying stuff about you, and he's like, he was really sweet about it. He was just like, don't listen to them, like, you know what's true and what's not true, this and that, and he kind of helped me through that, too, because I'm sure he gets a lot of hate too. He has over 1 million followers, so
yeah,
I feel like he definitely understands that.
There's like a reoccurring thing that you can never really get away from.
Always going to be someone that doesn't like your videos or doesn't like your content, but I mean, instead of commenting hate things or mean or rude things to someone, like, just get off their page. I don't understand why you continue to watch if you don't like something. People comment these things as jokes and they hide behind the screen and they think it's okay because no one can see them or no one knows who they are.
Mm-hmm.
But the people, like, receiving these, they don't know how to take it and it's hard to handle. Just posted a video recently, like, saying that the app was toxic and, like, to tag a creator and write something nice about them. And it was actually so surprising because so many people were tagging creators and the big creators were actually, like, replying to the comments. And that actually made me so happy to see that. That was really nice.
Speaking on that sort of topic, do you plan on taking your follower base and doing something outside of social media? Just, like, maybe donating to a charity or some sort of recognition?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely in the future, I feel like I would have to get my following up a little more.
Yeah.
Because especially a lot of my followers were from Musical.ly, and some of them aren't as active because some deleted the app, like, when TikTok became a thing. So I feel like if I increase my following and, you know, keep posting more content, then I can definitely, like, and I'm also, I get banned a lot from live streaming on TikTok.
Oh,
so
really?
once I get unbanned, then I'll definitely put up, like, a live stream where you can donate to a cause, because I see, like, that's a new thing on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was really cool.
Do you ever plan? And this is a difficult question to answer because a lot of people really never get to this point. But do you ever plan or have you ever thought of making a living off of social media?
It's definitely a dream of mine. And I think it's a dream for a lot of TikTokers on the app to make a living off of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like with a lot of hard work and putting a lot of time into it that I can. But it's really hard to tell now because I'm still starting off and, like, trying to get more followers now.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like in the future, maybe, but it's hard to tell at this point. I would say, like, at 1 million is when you can actually start doing things with it, even maybe like 700 or 800,000.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know my friend Khalil, on TikTok, he's XX Khalil, but I know he makes money off of TikTok and he has over 800,000 and he does, like, gets pretty good money.
You have 125,000 followers right now. Would you consider yourself famous? And at what point, if you don't right now, at what point can you tell yourself, you know what, maybe I am famous?
You know, I definitely got recognized by a lot of kids and people were calling me, oh, Polo girl. Like, they kept calling me that around school. I don't consider myself famous, but, like, the friends and people I know, they consider me famous. And I think I'll be famous. I would say if I hit 500,000 followers is when I would consider myself famous. A lot of people know who I am just from like the Polo Boy thing. Yeah. Even when I like talk to bigger creators, they're like, oh, you were the girl that was with Polo. And like, I'm like, oh, you know who I am? Like,
how would you say you're sort of different from other TikTokers?
Well, I mean, I know I post some dancing videos sometimes, but I like to try and post comedy things, even mm-hmm. if people don't think that girls are funny or whatever. I definitely get a lot of comments that say, oh, like, this is actually a girl who's funny. Oh, like, how can this be? Da 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 da. And there's actually, I've seen a lot of boys that actually like my content and think it's funny. So I feel like that kind of sets myself apart from like the girls that just post like dancing videos. I mean, I love the dancing videos and the dancing trends, but that's just like my content's just different from that. And I can't really tell what my content is. It's all over the place. Like one day I'm like making a video about poop, and then like another one I'm doing a dance. That is what makes me different. I don't have a specific thing.
And I feel like a lot of people like to say that when you're starting off on TikTok, you should take a specific thing or take one thing you're really good at and sort of just drive with it. But I guess you never really did that.
Yeah, I never really found my place in something. And I kind of feel like it's good now because basically I can post whatever I want. I know some famous POV, like point of view TikTokers, and I know some of them that actually hate making POVs now because they just don't find it fun anymore, but that's what they're known for. And they say any other video that they try and do like doesn't get views. And I know, like I said, my friend Khalil, he does body count videos on TikTok. And he says when he doesn't like post one of those, like people will get mad at him or people will say he's trying to change. But it's like sometimes people want to post other things, you know? I just think I have an advantage because I'm not really sure what my content is, so I can post whatever I want. Because a lot of people on TikTok don't like change. And when they see one of their favorite POV creators or dancing creators see something new, then they just don't like it.
You change from being a POV account, they can just unfollow and then follow another POV account.
Yeah, exactly.
To speak on some of your goals for TikTok, just because maybe you'll look back at this when you're at a million or something, what are your goals? And they can be follower counts or view counts or collabs. It could be anything.
I definitely want to collab with Khalil and Ruby because they're some of my, and Joe Bartolozzi, he does videos. We have made like a really tight bond, the four of us. And I mean, it's been so fun during quarantine. We all talk to each other. We made like a group account on TikTok and we've all become super close. So I actually love that. And I really hope to collab with them, that we can all meet up one day and do a collab. Because I think that would be so fun for us and like everyone that likes us for like as a duo.
Yeah.
I would like to collab again with Polo Boy and Izzy and Damien. Because I mean, they're super cool and they're always really fun. I definitely want to try and increase my followers. I mean, right now I'm just trying to get to 200K and I'm just taking it little steps at a time because I don't want to get ahead of myself, you know, get stressed out about it or not reaching a certain goal.
Yeah.
So I just want to take it slowly. I mean, I'm doing what I love and I love making videos and, you know, a lot of my fans are great.
It seems like you have a lot of plans to do after all of this is over. The whole quarantine thing is over.
Yeah, collabs right now are just really big thing for me because I really want to meet new creators because, I mean, I just think it's really fun getting to know each other. I'd rather see someone in person than over a screen and looking at their videos.
Yeah, that's true. And that's exactly what, you know, what I find so fun about what I'm doing is that I get to talk to people like you and not only meet you, but I also get to hear your story and I get to actually put a face and a voice to a person that is on TikTok.
Yeah, exactly.
Question that everyone is probably here for, and they probably want to hear from you, is, in your words, how do you get famous? How would you summarize that?
Definitely for TikTok, you need to follow the trends. Because once a trend is hot, everyone's doing it. Everyone likes watching that trend until the trend dies out. Mm-hmm. And when you make your videos, use the trending hashtags because that brings a lot of new people. And the trending hashtags, those are the hashtags everyone's going to. And then they can find your page. And that's definitely a big thing to use on your videos because I feel like that's helped me out a lot. Just when you use those hashtags, it's just, I feel like you get a better chance of going on the For You page. But that's just from my experience.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any general tips? Like, let's say even off of TikTok, if you're on YouTube and you can't really get a For You page, what would you tell people?
I would just say keep doing what you love and not really focus more on the famous part. Because if you do, then you just stress yourself out and it gets overwhelming. So I feel like if you keep posting content a lot, you keep putting yourself out there, you share it to your friends, share it to your family, mm-hmm. then something's bound to happen. If you keep creating good content that you like doing and that you think other people will like, then I'm sure you'll gain a following from that.
Yeah, and it seems like that's a tough thing, though, is telling your friends about it, especially something like TikTok, because yeah. you might get made fun of for it, especially when you're just starting. So what would you tell people that are like, maybe, because I'm sure there are a lot of people who are hiding their accounts, or what would you suggest to them?
I would definitely say don't care about what kids at school think or what some of your friends think. Seriously, like, in the long run, if you enjoy it and you want to grow your account, like, tell them about it. I mean, they can say all the mean things they want, but, I mean, in the end, they probably have a TikTok account, too. Yeah. And they're probably making videos, too, because this is what's popular right now. Just think about all the other kids on the app. Just because one of your friends doesn't like it doesn't mean you have to stop.
Yeah. Do you have any other thoughts, any other stories you want to tell people?
Yes, actually.
Go for it.
When I went to New York to see Polo Boy, and I was with Polo Boy, Izzy, Damien, and Gage, they actually brought me to one of the little corner store places, and Marco bought me a bacon, egg, and cheese.
Oh, okay.
And, like, that's one of the main things that I know, like, Izzy talks about in his videos and all the New Yorkers love. So, he actually bought me one. And then we all, like, went to this park and, like, watched the sunset. And I just thought it was super, like, a really cool moment.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. Did a lot of people recognize Polo Boy when you were walking that you remember?
I mean, not a lot of people were out because it was, like, it was nighttime, kind of. It was darker outside, so not many people, I don't think, recognized him. And we were only out for, like, 10 minutes or 20 minutes.
Yeah. And I know I can't really ask Polo Boy directly, but from what you know, is there ever a problem with knowing a lot of people? Like, does he tend to go out less? Or does he tend to go out more, even?
I'm not really sure, but I don't think he really cares. Like, when I first got there, he was just waiting outside for me. And I mean, he seemed to be perfectly fine just waiting out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it really bothers him too much.
It was like a very nice thing to be noticed by people on the streets, especially. But I'm wondering it gets, because you were saying, have you been recognized in public before? Like besides your school?
I actually have, and it was pretty crazy. I went skiing, and actually, like, a few kids at, like, the ski lodge came up to me and, like, showed me my account, and they were like, oh my god, is this you? And I'm like, oh wow, like, it actually is me.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty crazy. I mean, I was just making these videos for fun, and now I have a following, and people actually, you know, wait for my videos to come out every day, and I'm like, geez.
All right, well, thank you for joining me on this, really. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It was actually really fun. This was my first time doing something like this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Thank you to everyone who's watching. Make sure, right now, in the description, Lena Moraski, right? Lena Moraski.
Yes.
Yes, I'm going to put it in the description. Please go check her out. She really does make very funny videos.
Thank you.
And I'll see you guys all in the next podcast.